Tonight, Shir Simen Lamed Dalid, second part of Sif Beis. Mechaber continues, "Vim eni odei lechaber hamokom ulaniach shneim yachad." If a person can't get it straight, that both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, Shayar and Shalrosh will be in the right spot, so then you could do them one after the other. Yaniach kedivya echad, you put them on like one shita, Shayad v'Shalrosh, the Yad and the Rosh. Then you put the other one on, al smach bracha rishona, relying on the bracha you made before. This mahalach, you're also wearing them simultaneously. You're wearing the shalyad of Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi together, and the shal rosh of Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi together. The only difference is you're making the bracha on one and putting a whole set on, and then putting the second set on. Instead of shalyad shalyad bracha, shal rosh bracha, we're doing the shayad and the shalrosh of one, and then we add to it another shayad and shalrosh. Then there's a third possibility. If I can't get them on together, this is not going to work, not simultaneous, not one after the other, then this is what you do. You niach shal rashi, you put on the rashi term. You varach aleim, you make the bracha. If you're a lo b'shas kriya shema tefila, you wear that for davening, you wear it for shema, you wear it for shmon esrei. V'achra tefillah, after davening, you'll take off the Rashi tefillin, and then you'll nirash b'nei tam, and then put on the b'nei tam tefillin, below brach, without a bracha. V'yikru b'hem shema v'hoim shema, and you'll repeat and say over the parashas of shema v'hoim shema. So the advantage of the first two approaches is, the bracha in the first case is literally going on both simultaneously. In the second case, it's close to each other. In the third case, it could be an hour apart. If he can't get them on the right spot together, perish. Meaning, if you're trying to tighten both at the same time, you can't get the location accurate. Each one is in his place. So then, what we'd rather do is put one on first, tighten it, and the other one without interruption. So the bracha will help for the second tefillin as well. That's what the Mechaber writes nearby. You'll put the second ones on based on the bracha you made beforehand. You'll put the second pair near the first. Like we said before, it's not at one time. The first mahalach was literally you're tightening them together, and the second is one after the other. You follow one view with the shayad shalrosh. Then you put on the other ones based on the brach you made before. If you can't, then you do one after the other. That's how it should read. You take out the words v'yisalkei miyad, so we have that put in parentheses. Sifkan yinalf, k'divrei ha'echad. All the Mechaber says is, you put on one then the other. Ha'mechaber sasan d'rav. The Mechaber was very general here. He didn't tell us whose tefillin you put on first. According to the conclusion of the achorinim, tov yoyseh sheyismach ha'brocha l'tefillin d'rashi. We want the brocha by the tefillin of Rashi. Sifkan yudbei shal yad v'shal roish. So he'll put on one shalyad and shalrosh, and the other shalyad and shalrosh. La mechaber bebracha achas, because the mechaber is only one bracha, only on the shalyad. Well, if you again, it was two brachas. Our meaning is two brachas. V'chanal b'simen chafei, like we said before in simen chafei. V'achach yiniach at some zug shnir. Then you put on the second set. V'afal pishem mafzik beinayim b'hanochas hashalrosh lazug rishon. So even though there's a hefzik between the second shalyad and the first shalyad, you're putting on the shalrosh of the first set. And then we're making a bracha mitzvah tefillin on the shalrosh. That's also hafsik. It's still okay. The brachas al tevayu koy. The brachas go on both. But we can't put both shalyad bottom of Rashi ben atam together. And the two on the shalrosh. The nimsa mafsik ben shalyad and shalrosh ben achash mishniim. Because what's happening is, the shalyad becomes a hefsik, or the Rabbeinu Tam shalyad becomes a hefsik to the Rashi shalrosh. And the halacha says we don't want a hefsik between shalyad and shalrosh. We want it to go one next to the other quickly. So we just do the shalyad shalrosh Rashi, and then the shalyad shalrosh Rabbeinu Tam. And you still end up wearing them both at the same time. Sifkan yud gimel, if you can't do that either, im lo yuchal, perish meaning, even if you put on Rashi first, then Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't fit. Kon sheish lo maka, maybe he has an injury. Ve'ein lo mokum ashtem, there's no place for both. Oshem is bayish min ebriyos, some aliganov, maybe he's embarrassed. People see him wear two at the same time. Yenir shal Rashi v'yivarach aleim v'chul. So he puts on Rashi and makes the brachas. Tehema ikul din, that is the ikul halacha. V'shal ben atam yenir achar tefila, and then he'll put on ben atam after davening, k'deret sister v'hakol, to be yotza all views. V'ayin ber halacha shal chachnu, if you look at ber halacha, we prove, the ma'od tzarech lizor. One has to be very careful. When he puts on the tam later, he should still have in mind it's only mishum safik. It's not stamlishim mitzvah because he holds that. But for sure, if you're wearing them at the same time, there's a problem about toisif. But there could even be a problem about toisif one after the other. Actually, the way he puts it is you're over on losigra, perhaps. It'd be a losigra issue. So Mamela, he says, always have in mind the ben tam that this is only because there's a safik what the halachas. Sif katan yud dal. The acharat tefillah and davening is over. You'll take off the Rashi and put on a benatam. Hainu kedin hamavur le'el b'simen chafei. So if you give me, we clarified this before in simen chafei. V'lo ke'elu hacholz and tefillah and Rashi and ichad benatam. Take off achar kedusha shal shemon esrei. Not like those people who take off their Rashi tefillah and put on benatam as soon as they finish kedusha of chazaras hashatz. U'be'emes mavad she'oisin shlok kedin hamavur le'el b'simen chafei. So if you give me, besides the fact that this is shloka halocha that we clarified in simen chafei, gam tzarech lechab mitfil shemon esrei hashatz. You have to pay attention to the shemon chazaras hashatz. Lo lasek b'davachin, not to get involved in other things. So even though many people do this, it's really not the proper thing. When I'm in Eretz Yisrael and I go to Shtiblach in the Yerushalayim, I always see the Yerushalmis, they tackle away till davening is over, they take off the Rashi tefillin, then they put on a benetam. At the end of davening. They don't do it by Chazaras Hashatz. Always the halting way to do it is to wait till davening is over, and then you put on the benetam. Sivkant as well, Shema v'hoim Shema, the Mechaber says, when they put on Ben Adam Tefillin, they'll read over the parashas of Shema v'hoim Shema. Aval in Tzorach, parashas Tzitzis, there's no need to say over the parashas of Tzitzis. Ki chashosh ha-deshem ha-heid edu sheker kvar tikin v'shtei parashas. The only reason to repeat the parashas is you shouldn't be made edu sheker, that you're talking about the parashas Tefillin, you're not doing it. So therefore, we want to say those parashas when we're wearing the Tefillin. It doesn't apply to the parashas of Tzitzis. Pimigodim says this is the same thing when you wear a benetam tefillin. They should only be put on once the Rashi tefillin come off. If someone's wearing tefillin at Gan's Tog, he's wearing tefillin all day. It's better he's wearing the Rashi tefillin all day than the benetam tefillin all day. So it's clear that Ikar tefillin is Rashi. And the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin is to be yotze according to that shita. Yorei Shemayim would wear it to be yotze that shita, but the Iker, the Halacha, is clearly like Rashi. The notes point out there are another two popular shitas called Shemusha Rabbah and the Ravid. And essentially, the Shemusha Rabbah follows the order of parashas of Rashi. The only thing is, he reverses it. Instead of going by the left of the one wearing the Tefillin, it starts on the right of the one wearing the tefillin. So it's not by the person looking at him, but the person who's wearing it. It should be on the one who's wearing it, starts kadesh, v'kiviyach ha-shema v'nishma. So the person looking at him sees them backwards. And the Ravid Shita is like a Rabbeinu Tam's order, but again, it's miyamin ha-yaminiyach instead of mismal. So if you want to be as all shitas, you get yourself four sets of tefillin.